It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
This woman has gone viral, air quotes, on Instagram because of her recipe that lets you make a full Thanksgiving dinner in one single pan.
No. Thanksgiving a lot stew?
A lot of people are like, no, this is not how you do Thanksgiving.
No.
So she puts a raw turkey breast in the middle of the pan, then fills it with stovetop stuffing, surrounds it with some green beans, some green corn, some squash, and instant mashed potatoes.
Oh,
just dump it on there. Cover it all in butter and throw it in the oven. And I guess, at, you know, 350 at whatever time, pull it out and you've got an entire Thanksgiving dinner right there in the pan.
You don't even need teeth to chew it.
It sounds kind of good.
So it sounds so mushy. Ugh.
It sounds like a casserole, right?
Yeah, it sounds gross.
It's just missing the can of, like, cream of chicken soup that
you would ladle all over
the top of it.
Gosh.
It sounds pretty good. It sounds like that pizza. What's the company with the...
See, that sounds good. DiGiorno has the Thanksgiving pizza that looks like it should be in my stomach right now. Like, it looks, and I've seen people post pictures of it. I've seen them post the reviews of it, and everyone says, man, is this thing salty, but it is good. It's like all the sodium.
Does it have a gravy base?
I think it's the just like a Thanksgiving kind of flavor. Roux type of bot. Like,
some sort
I don't know.
Of paste. It's
I know.
Thanksgiving
I
paste.
I don't know how to describe it, but everyone who has tried it says it really does taste like Thanksgiving on a pizza. So that I'd be willing to try. Throw everything in a casserole dish and put it in the oven. Ugh,
I'm not asking for it,
right?
Uh-uh.
I already don't love turkey. That's just going to ruin it for me altogether.
I'm down to claim.
I already don't love turkey.
Do you guys sit around the Thanksgiving table and like everybody takes turns saying, I am thankful for this, I am thankful for that? Do you guys do that?
We used to.
Don't do that.
I think, I don't know, as we grew up, we just became less and less thankful for things, so we don't say it anymore.
We actually had a way more fun tradition, and this was Zoe's dad's side of the family, but before, the night before, because we'd get the turkey ready, we'd make everyone roll through the kitchen and slap the turkey's butt.
What?
Yeah, because it's way more fun. So you just
speaking of salmonella,
it's a great way to spread the germs. There we go.
You wash your hands, but it was just a fun way to get the holidays going. Like, come slap the turkey's butt.
Is that pre or post cook?
Before you cook it.
Okay.
So it's all.
So you're burning off the germs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you do it after, then
and that turkey's like
that skin. Yeah, exactly. The turkey likes it. The turkey likes it.
It was a turned on turkey.
The turkey expects it.
It's all. Let's do another round of that. Yeah.
So that was our tradition.
Send me into the oven.
Who's been a naughty turkey?
Oh my gosh.
You're
I'm ready to get stuffed. What a weird family you grew up in.
Yeah, well,
you
it was fun.
Weird. And then we were joking before the break there about how this is like, I feel like this is the time of year where everybody's kind of rude and selfish, honestly. And this message came in yesterday from, I'll give her a fake name. Let's call her Ashley. Wrote in. She says, I'm in a bit of a bind and could really use some guidance from JKJ. I live in a multi-generational home. We had a deal with our elders that we would cover a specific amount of alcohol for Thanksgiving, and they would match that with food. Unfortunately, they haven't followed through and are now saying that they're finished with their shopping. Well, we're having 14 guests. I've asked everyone to contribute, but there's still not going to be enough food. I can't afford to spend any more money, and the elders have a combined income of $200,000 a year, FYI. What should I do? So Ashley's all ticked off that they covered all the alcohol.
Yeah.
The other people in the house are supposed to cover the food, and I guess they haven't followed through.
Well, they're just planning on being drunk, apparently. They don't have to eat.
So. Like, isn't that extremely rude?
Yeah. You have to show up with something on Thanksgiving, right? You have to do your part. You've got to chip in. You've got to do something.
And that's the thing. I feel like there is so many mooches out there this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
That don't roll in with anything. And it sounds like it's happening within Ashley's household now, where they're just showing up expecting to be treated to a fancy meal, but they don't want to chip in. I don't like that one bit.
No.
That's just not fair to the host. I mean, if you're going over to someone's house and graciously hosting these people, you got to bring something.
You know what this reminds me of is like it's potluck season. It's potluck in a lot of offices, and the one employee that'll come rolling in with like, oh, I got the bag of chips, or a bottle of soda. that smacks of that. It's the laziness when it comes to this stuff where they just try to get out, you know, easy peasy mac and cheesy on Thanksgiving. I don't know what to tell Ashley to do. I mean, it's her family. She's going to have to step up, I think, and just be like, hey, we need more food.
Yeah.
Durr.
Because that's the thing. You can ask people to do their part, right? But how do you police something like that? Like, sorry, Aunt Sally, you can't come in this time. You got to go wait in the car. Like,
you shove them right to the ground is what you do.
Yeah.
You shove them to the ground.
Yeah. Like, how are you going to police something like this?
Where's the green beans, Gramps? Yeah. Shove them down.
You had one job. I don't care about your hip.
Oh, Katie. Well,
you shoved them down.
Wow. That was rude.
I'm just saying.
Hey, listen, I've got a few more things I want to talk about with Thanksgiving when we come back. Essentially, the rudest things you can do at dinner. We want to talk pies a little bit. And then one thing that might help this family, actually, that Ashley wrote in about. But if you guys want to sound off about anything with Thanksgiving, like, you know, the food that you screwed up, the one food that you're excited about, we're talking all things Thanksgiving this morning. Ashley wrote in on our text line, and she was upset because her family's not chipping in enough. For the Thanksgiving meal. She covered all the booze, and they were supposed to do the food, and I guess they're not showing up to the party with enough food, and she is mad. She might want to take a page out of this woman's handbook. A 32-year-old woman was explaining on Reddit that her younger sister wants the family to sign a code of conduct for the holiday season this year. The code will include Thanksgiving rules, like taking turns talking at the dinner table, banning all political topics, a dress code, assigned seating.
Wow.
And then it goes on further to talk about what food is coming in and out, who's bringing what. But essentially, the family is going to sign the code of conduct, and it will be displayed there by the Thanksgiving table this year, so everybody has to abide by it.
No.
You in?
Takes the fun, not the fun like trying to be divisive and stuff, but that just takes the fun out of everything. Sit by
everything.
Who you want, talk to who you want, talk about what you want. I mean, it's your family. Come on.
Hey, well, families are crazy though, buddy.
Yeah, and again, who's going to police all this? Because I know in my family, like when I was growing up, there could be upwards of like 50 people who would come to Thanksgiving. I'm not kidding. My family's huge.
Huge.
So it's the fact that they think that they have any kind of say over how people act, like... I just hoped Aunt Maggie wouldn't pop off. Like, that was it. I was like, someone control Aunt Maggie, we'll be fine, you know?
What was her deal?
Oh, she would just always be on one. She would just come. She pregame before she got to Thanksgiving.
Oh,
you know,
that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
Things would get crazy when Aunt Maggie would show up. And it's like, is she crazy yet or is she about to get there?
Let me get my pills.
How is it happening with Aunt Maggie right now? So, yeah, that's it. Like, nowadays that I'm older, there's so many holidays where it's just me and Zoe. And I've made it that way by design because so many years I had the 50-plus holiday gatherings that were just chaotic.
Just like a quiet now.
Oh my gosh. So now it's like Zoe and I'll go to Denny's.
And that's we are thankful for Denny's.
Oh, I love Denny's.
All you can eat. Yeah.
There is a list out talking about the rudest things you can do at Thanksgiving dinner. Josh, number one, using your phone there at the table.
I don't use my phone at Thanksgiving table.
Away.
Calling BS on that. Bringing uninvited guests. So showing up with somebody who is not on the guest list.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
No.
There's only like a specific amount of seating. And, you know, like if you're my mom, you put the little place cards down, you know, or my aunt does this with everybody's name. You can't show up with a rando. Criticizing the food.
Oh, no,
yeah.
You just got to
to wait till you get in the car and then you talk crap about the food. Yeah.
You don't do it.
You just have the glass of water there so you can, you know, chew it and then swallow it down quickly.
You do it behind their back.
Yes.
Salting the food before you even taste it. Don't do that.
Yeah.
And then showing up late, which, yeah, that's a given. We always had the two grandmas, you know, in my family that we would tell one later than the event started and one earlier than the event started.
So they didn't need
that they would arrive, you know, precisely at the same time because they were so bad, like showing up early and showing up late. And then finally, let's dive into pies. A new poll asked people for their favorite Thanksgiving pie. Come on. What do you think came in at number one?
Apple. Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin pie.
Apple.
I just, you know.
It was the favorite with quite a bit of the vote. You know what? I can't give you too much crap because apple came in second.
Okay. See? I just flipped them around.
That's
there.
That's so 4th of July, though.
Apple
isn't
pie.
It? That's a summer pie.
It's so summer.
Well, what are the other? Pecan is another
so
pie,
So it was
right?
apple, pecan, sweet potato, chocolate, sweet potato and then cherry. Pumpkin was the most popular amongst the ladies, it said.
I worked at a restaurant that specialized in pie, and they had like 65 different pies.
You worked at Village Inn?
No, I worked at Pioneer Pies in Longmont, Colorado. They're closed now, but I worked there for a really long time. And they had sour cream blueberry pie and sour cream cherry pie. And it was, oh my gosh, it was so good.
Sour cream.
But they had chocolate cream, coconut cream, banana cream.
Banana
cream. Kind of pie.
Like, this
you
is
can
a
imagine.
Dream job for you. Since you love sugar.
Good. Yes, it was so good. And they had cornbread and soup. Okay,
Katie's the
started.
Reason they actually shut down. No, she ate everything.
They came in one morning and they're like, hey, where's all the pies at?
I even dated the baker. Not kidding.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.